In this quick hit video, we're going to be looking at strongly typed HTML helpers in MVC2. To put this in perspective, let's look at how things worked in MVC1. In MVC1, our HTML helpers take a string parameter. And the problem with the string parameter is that I can type anything I want here. And I'm not going to know that there's a problem until I'm running the application. So this is a runtime problem versus a compile time. What would be a lot nicer is if I had support for strongly typed HTML helpers. And that's exactly what we get in MVC2. Here you can see there's no strings and that I've got a property that I'm binding on. I've got IntelliSense support, and if I tried to mistype something here, I would see that I had done something wrong. These strongly typed HTML helpers take advantage of lambda syntax in order to pass two things over to the helper. They pass over both the name of the field being bound and the value. And so you can see here that it's very quick. You specify what you're binding on in the model, and then you pass over the specific property. Another nice thing is that whenever you add a view, it's going to take advantage of these strongly typed helpers. Here I'm creating an edit view of type product, and you can see that it's using label for, validation for, text box for, etc. And it's using all of those strongly typed helpers. You can get an idea of what other HTML helpers are available by just doing HTML dot. So here I'm looking at all the methods that end with for here, and you can see we've got text box for, validate for, hidden for, etc. So that's it for strongly typed helpers.